Hi, I'm Kimberly.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Welcome to K&J Unsolved Mysteries, Season 1, Episode 1, A Death of a Legend.
Today, we are going to cover the unsolved murder of Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur was a successful American hip-hop artist who was fatally shot on September 7, 1996 in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada at the age of 25.
First, let's get into his life before death. He was born on June 16, 1971 in East Harlem, New York. His mom was a Black Panther, which is a self-defense political organization, and he also had no prior contact with his biological father until the age of 23.
He also studied acting and jazz and ballet, and he was in a couple movies also, which were Juice and Poetic Justice, one of the most famous ones he was in. And he also wrote poetry. I'm gonna read you one of his poems. This one is called When Your Hero Falls. When your hero falls from grace, all fairy tales are uncovered, myths exposed, and pain magnified. The greatest pain discovered. You taught me to be strong, but I'm confused to see you so weak. You said never to give up, and it hurts to see you so welcome defeat. See you welcome defeat. When your hero falls, so do the stars, and so do the perception of tomorrow. Without my hero, there is only rep. Me alone to deal with my sorrow. Your heart ceases to work, and your soul is not happy at all. What are you expected to do when your only hero falls? Another one that he wrote is called The Rose That Grew From Concrete. Did you hear about the rose that grew from a crack in the concrete? Providing nature's law is wrong, it. Learn to walk without having feet. Funny it seems, but by keeping its dreams, it's learned to breathe fresh air. Long live the rose that grew from concrete when no one else ever cared. I think this poem tells a lot about how Tupac felt inside, because a lot of them, it just explains how he feels really lonely, and he's just talking about how he feels all this pain and he doesn't know how to deal with it. So I feel like that's why he started writing poetry. And yeah, later on he moved to LA, and he went to prison for alleged sexual assault, and Suge Knight offered to pay for his bail in exchange for him to sign to Death Row Records, which is a record label, and he agreed. He wrote 5 studio albums when he moved out to LA. He had problems with the East Coast. He even wrote a song called Hit 'Em Up, dissing Biggie, Bad Boys, P. Diddy, and Junior Mafia. And in the song, he claims to have relations with Biggie's wife, Faith Evans, which made that,
So, since he moved to LA, he became part of the West Coast.
Yeah, he became part of the West Coast, gang members and stuff like that. And, since he claimed that he had relations with Faith Evans, that struck controversy between Biggie and Tupac.
Yes, and he also had he died on September 7, 1996 in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand Casino. Tupac attended a Mike Tyson boxing match, and afterwards he had left with Suge Knight, who is the CEO of West Coast record label Death Row Records.
On their way out, Tupac and his bodyguard got into a fight with Orlando Anderson in the lobby. Orlando was a member of the Compton Southside Crips.
Tupac and Suge left in their car and had stopped at the intersection of Flamingo and Koval when a white Cadillac pulled up next to Suge's car and shot Tupac 4 times and just barely missed Suge's head.
18 years after the shooting in 2014, Chris Carroll, who's a retired Las Vegas police officer, announced he was first at the scene. He claimed that when he opened the car door, he asked Tupac, "Who shot you?" Tupac replied, "F you." Before passing out, those were his last words. Why do you think that Tupac said "F you" as his last words?
I think those were his last words because he felt like they were mocking him when they said, "Who shot you?" Because Biggie had beforehand, he had made a song that said, "Who shot you?" So I guess it's kind of like
mocking him about,
yeah.
Oh, look who's dead now, look who's gone now, look what happened to you now.
Yeah, I think that's the way, how he felt, they were mocking him.
That's true, but also, don't you think it's kind of sus that he said that 18 years after the shooting? Why didn't he say it right when it happened? Why didn't he claim that he was the first officer on site when it first happened? Why do you think he did it about, almost 10 years later?
I think he was scared of opening his mouth because he didn't know what could have happened. Since, this was all, gang-related and, someone was shot. Maybe he was what if I open my mouth and something happens to me or my family?
That's true.
I think he was just scared, so that's why he didn't speak up for, 18 years later.
Yeah, but why now?
I don't know. Maybe he feels like he needs to,
get it off his chest.
Yeah, explain or, tell people that he was there when he got shot.
Yeah, but it's also kind of weird that the first question you would ask him is, who shot you? Don't you think you would ask, like, are you okay, or what happened? Not right away, like, assume who shot you. Why was it, why couldn't it have been, like, what if, I don't know, I think it's kind of weird that he, like, that's the first question he asked, who shot you, instead of saying, are you okay, or can you breathe, or do this, or do that, or let me control the bleeding before he even asked him who shot you, because he wasn't even helping him before.
Yeah.
He didn't help him when he opened the car door, he just asked who shot you, so the fact that he didn't even try helping him, but I think it was one of the causes of his death. I feel like if he got help sooner, then he would have.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we never know, like, one of the theories also has to do with, like, bad cops. Like, what if he was a bad cop and he was involved all along?
Yeah, that's true.
But, well, after the shooting, he was taken to the University Medical Center and put on life support. On September 13, 1996, Tupac died due to injuries at the age of 25.
I think it's really sad that he died at such a young age, because his career and his life were just getting started, and I'm pretty sure that if he still lived right now, he would have been such a huge influence on the hip-hop community and the African-American community. I feel like he would have changed it a lot. I think he would have been really cool to see him how he is now, and I think he would have changed society for the better, even though he was related to gangs and had a lot of controversy with the East Side, with the East Coast and stuff like that. I just feel like he would have been so good to the community right now. I feel like he would have done a lot of help, and it's really just really sad that he died at such a young age, because a lot of black artists, a lot of black rappers are dying lately, like Nipsey Hussle, and like XXX died, and it's like just really sad that he died at such a young age, like 25, like they had their whole life ahead of them.
And it's also even sadder because it seems like no one even cared that he was murdered, about his existence, because when...
Well, I think the people did care, I just think the cops didn't care, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, like they didn't show interest.
Yeah, the cops didn't, like, the cops never,
like, they didn't try to, like, connect, like, the points, or, like, try to interview people, or see what happened. Like, no one was ever connected... was arrest sorry no one was ever arrested to his murder, and no one even interviewed, like, Yaki Kodoff before
Gaddafi.
Gaddafi, sorry, before he was murdered 2 months after Tupac's death. He was a member of Tupac's in entourage. He claimed he could identify the shooter.
A Las Vegas homicide detective stated that the case got the same treatment as any other homicide case here, and I don't think that's the case, because if they did, I bet you if it was a white male that died instead of a black male, they would have done everything they can to solve this murder and solve who did it, figure out who did it. And I'm pretty sure that when that cop, Chris Carroll, opened the door, and he saw that it was a white male, he would have helped him to stop the bleeding or something. At some point, instead of saying who shot you, instead of asking.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Let's get to some of the theories. So one of the first theories is that Suge Knight paid someone to kill Tupac, but I don't necessarily know why.
Another theory too is that it was Biggie. Maybe it says that it could have been him, since he did have, like, relations with his wife Faith Evans. And also because he was part of the opposite gang as him, which was the East Coast. But there's so many theories that, like, we don't even know which one to, like, believe.
Yeah, that also could have been P. Diddy could have shot him for Biggie. Could have shot Tupac for Biggie, but I don't think that's what happened. Oh, another theory is also that there's a dirty cop and he shot him, and that's why when Chris Carroll opened the door and asked who shot you, Tupac replied F you, because he thought that, because he knew that it was the cop that killed him, and that's why he, like, was all like F you, whatever. Or another theory is that Orlando Anderson shot him, and which is a more
possibility.
It's more possible because he just got in a fight with him before he left, and I feel like it was one of Orlando Anderson's friends, part of the Crips, who shot Tupac. Or another one is that he's still alive, which honestly, that would be really cool if he was still alive, but it would be kind of it just doesn't make sense if he was still alive. People think that he's still in Cuba, but he's in Cuba right now. But what do you think happened to him?
I think, well, since there are a lot of theories, and the one that I'm leaning more to is Orlando, because they had a fight, like, night, right? Before he got shot, he got killed.
Like 10 minutes before they got killed.
Yeah, and since Tupac was, he was drunk and he did start the fight. Maybe, like, he got mad at that. Or maybe they just had problems before and that we didn't know.
Yeah, opposite gangs, no matter what, they have problems. I just feel like, I think it was Orlando. I think it's same as you, Orlando Anderson, I think that it was. It was one of them, or there's so many possibilities that could have been. It could have been like a random person that had hatred towards him, not for maybe because a fan of Biggie got mad that he was dissing Biggie and stuff, so he just shot him. And it's just crazy that they don't know who it was, because Las Vegas is really busy. And imagine on a Friday night, and it was there's a Mike Tyson match that day, so imagine how much traffic there would be. Mm-hmm. I just think it's crazy how nobody said anything and nobody saw. Yeah. I think that people are afraid to open up because this is a very sensitive situation to talk about, because no matter what, you never know. You say something and someone might come after you for saying the wrong thing. So it's a very tough case, and also the cops couldn't really stop him because nobody would say anything. Nobody would say like, oh, I saw this, or nobody wants to be a snitch. That's why nobody would say anything.
Yeah, but then also it's been like, it's been like 21 years now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a close case, I guess. Like, no one's no one's even trying to like do research about it or like, see.
Yeah, so that's the end of our episode. This case is still unsolved, and I'm pretty sure no one's going to reopen it. But hopefully, this gets awareness and it does get reopened, because it's kind of sad that nobody found out who the suspect was. But yeah.
Oh yeah, who the murderer was.
Thank you for coming to K&J Mysteries, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you. Bye.